Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is about 5:10 and I'm at the Israeli border waiting to gain access into Al-Quds Sharif and into Palestine. Today's morning had a lovely start where we first went to visit the maqam of the seven sleepers, the actual cave where the seven sleepers were mentioned in the 15th juz, where they wanted to abstain from the misguidance of their people and they went to isolate themselves in a cave. And Allah Jalla Jalalu miraculously allowed them to sleep for 309 years. Allah says, "Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wa zidnahum huda." They were a group of young people who believed in Allah and they were determined for change. So Allah Jalla Jalalu had facilitated it for them, where Allah had allowed sunlight to enter at very strategic times from different corners of the cave, and Allah allowed them to turn from side to side in order to ensure that their body does not start decaying, nor do they suffer from any form of bed sores or any other difficulty. So if a person makes a step towards Allah, Allah will facilitate the rest. We then moved on to visit Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam's qabr, which is also on the